Well, while we're talking health, Carrie and Robin, have you heard the news today from Burger King, which is that they are introducing a low-fat French fry?
Yeah, sure.
The Satisfries.
They are crinkled fries, and the chain is calling them Satisfries, as you said. They have about 20% fewer calories than traditional fries, but will cost consumers 20 to 30 cents more. For more, we're joined by Brian Sozzi. He is CEO of Bellus Capital Advisors in New York. That is an independent research firm. Brian, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, tell us about the Satisfry. What exactly is it?
The Satisfry is Burger King's latest marketing ploy. They've already reinvented a category on their dollar menu to include French fries. So this is their latest push to get people, in my opinion, interested in a category that has gone forgotten within many restaurants. All the innovation this year has been on products, let's say hamburgers and hot dogs, and the fries is afterthought. Here's Burger King trying to better compete with the likes of McDonald's.
And the Satisfry apparently delivers 40% less fat and 30% fewer calories than the fries that are sold by McDonald's?
Go figure. But those are the stats. But the bottom line is here, first of all, this is still a fry. It is a fry product. And the strange thing is these fries are actually made in the same oil as other Burger King fries.
Hmm.
You really have to question some of the stats that Burger King is pumping out to people.
Well, why is Burger King doing this? Is this being driven by consumer demand? Because, of course, people are moving towards healthier options in many cases.
I think there's a big profit motive here, too. I mean, the French fry is a forgotten category, but here, when you reduce calorie count in an item, you are removing ingredients and you can save some money. That's number one. And the number two is when you put a lot of marketing, you create a lot of buzz, as they have, especially around a product that's not healthy, and now you've suddenly made it available to the health and wellness crowd, you can charge a higher price point and make more money. So there's a big profit motive here, in my opinion.
Well, and I think of it in the context of the new egg white McMuffin and the McWrap. A lot of the fast food companies are starting to do things like this.
One of the only categories that are growing in the restaurant industry is health and wellness. How can we make things healthier for people? You see it in Panera. We've talked to Chipotle, and they're trying to re-engineer their menu to make it even healthier to include more organic ingredients. So this is the fast food industry, those old stalwarts trying to grab a piece of this very fast-growing pie. But the reality is this is still a French fry, and I think it's going to remain a hard sell to the consumer that likes to take care of themselves, that this is actually healthy for them.
But do you think that the other fast food companies are going to try to introduce something similar to compete?
The interesting thing was Burger King did here. They actually locked up McCain's, the supplier for this product. So McDonald's is not going to be able to come out with the exact same product. They are more focused on improving their value offering and some of their more premium offerings. And unfortunately, the fry for them is going to be an afterthought. So yes, Burger King, I think, has maybe a window of opportunity here just to drive some interest in this type of product.
Now, these fries are also crinkled, and I wonder, do you think that the crinkled fry is going to be making a comeback?
It offers a point of differentiation, but it's not just the crinkle visually looks different, but it gets the consumer excited and trying to make the product look more of like a premium experience. It can't hurt. It's something different. It makes your product look different than a McDonald's, so that's good.
But they haven't won you over, it doesn't sound like.
I'm not sold. I mean, I'm a very healthy guy. I still know the fry. The calorie count is still high. The fat count is still high. They need a lot more work. They need to cut the calories and fat count in half if I'm going to cheat with them on a Sunday evening while I watch them a football game.
Brian Sozzi is CEO of the independent research firm Bellus Capital Partners in New York. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, would lower fat content and calorie content make you more likely to buy the fries? Let us know, hereandnow.org.
Well, and they may, ironically, Jeremy, be healthier than grape nuts. Just a quick cautionary tale. As you know, Jeremy, yesterday I was felled by a single grape nut,
yes.
Broke a tooth right in half.
And maybe some of your Twitter followers are right, Robin, that healthy cereals are bad for you.
That's what they're saying. No, the truth is, as my dentist says, grape nuts are keeping him in business. I guess the lesson is a reminder that your jaw exerts something like 250,000 pounds of pressure, so who knew? Back away from the grape nuts, or at least be careful when you eat them.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry, online at brilliantearth.com. and Lumosity.com with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com.